help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The IRS says a phishing scam is targeting students and staff with .edu email addresses at colleges and universities.
The fraudulent emails display the IRS logo and use various subject lines like tax refund payment or recalculation of your tax refund payment. The emails ask people to click on a link and submit a form to claim their refund. The phishing website then requests people to provide personal information like their name, date of birth, and Social Security number. People who receive the scam email should not click on the link, but they can report it to the IRS. I'm Shelley Adler.
The State Department is rejecting the Trump administration's human rights strategy, which was favored by conservatives. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During the Trump administration, the State Department emphasized religious freedom in its promotion of human rights abroad. That approach won the backing of religious and social conservatives. But Secretary of State Blinken is doing away with that blueprint because it downplayed reproductive and LGBTQ rights. A State Department official says Blinken believes all human rights are universal and co-equal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he owns an AR-15-style rifle for self-defense.
It's a fact that came out as Graham discussed a Democrat effort to put through an assault weapons ban in the aftermath of recent mass shootings. The South Carolina Republican says he owns an AR-15 himself, so that in the event of a natural disaster in his state where police cannot protect his neighborhood, he would be able to defend his own home. Graham told Fox News Sunday, quote, "My house will be the last one the gang will come to because I can defend myself." He also says a gun ban bill will not garner 50 votes in the Senate, let alone the 60 it would need to proceed to final passage. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 104 points. The Nasdaq dropped 14. More at townhall.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Ann, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Kim Dallas. Well, the pause button has been hit yet again as struggling Nevada renters get a reprieve when the CDC extends its eviction moratorium through the end of June. It's the third time the deadline has been extended. The federal eviction ban was scheduled to expire tomorrow. Local tenant advocates and anti-homeless groups applauded that extension. While officials which represent landlords called the move devastating. UNLV has announced a return to the classroom, saying it plans to offer most fall classes on campus. The university says it's already transitioning employees to return to in-person work by July 1st. The University of Reno, Nevada Reno, and Nevada State College in Henderson also plan to offer most classes in person beginning this fall. And full and close contact community sports leagues have been given the okay to resume activity. The latest directive from Governor Sisolak also allows sports such as football, rugby, cheerleading, and martial arts to resume. Well, the summer movie session might be about ready to happen. With Regal theaters closed through the U.S. since October of last year, the chain has announced it will start reopening its theaters on Friday, this Friday, April 2nd.
KZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And look out for a crash. It's on the Interstate 15 southbound freeway on-ramp at the 215 interchange. You're backed up to Russell Road there on that freeway access lane. Also look for some slow flows, 15 south at Spring Mountain, and reduced speeds, 515 westbound at Pecos.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Live and Local for a Tuesday, March 30th. We're just about done with March. This is so cool. This spring is just flying by. And joining us today is a guy that knows a lot about how government works, the free market. And he's smart as a whip. He is Robert Fellner, and he is the Vice President and Policy Director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. Robert, good to have you on again. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Kevin. Great to be with you.
We are coming to week nine. We are into week number nine of the Nevada legislature. Not a lot has gone on so far. Not a lot of bills have become law. But we're getting closer. And one of those bills that has to be killed off is SB 10, Senate Bill 10, the effort to raise property taxes. Is it a backdoor tax increase?
Yes. So that would raise property taxes. It's very, very convoluted. Nevada's property tax law is pretty complex and certainly could be streamlined, and we're always happy to do that, but not when streamlining it means higher taxes. But the short synopsis, without getting into all the details, is right now Nevadans benefit from something called an abatement, which basically limits the amount your property tax can go up in a certain year if inflation is low and if the 10-year average of property values are low. So hypothetically, let's say, you know, the average property value in Nevada has been 0% over 10 years and the CPI is 0%. Right now, your property taxes would get abated. This law wants to get rid of that and make sure that your property taxes are going up minimum of 3%, even in that scenario where the CPI is flat, the average property value is flat. They want to make sure they can still keep raising those taxes no matter what. So it gets rid of that protection, and that's how it raises taxes.
So in other words, they don't have to come out and vote for a tax increase. They just let the mechanism, the legislative mechanism, do it for them.
Exactly right. And that's, you know, I have a very big problem with property taxes in general because of that, right? Because it's, you know, every year it's the appraiser, if he says, oh, the values go up, your property taxes are going to go up accordingly, even if you lost your job, even if, you know, you're struggling, you know, so that you're really, property taxes are really vicious in that sense. And so back when we had the Great Recession with the housing collapse, they put these things in place which said, you know, in these times where the values are flat, where inflation's zero, we're not going to be hammering you guys with these huge, huge tax increases, and now they want to get rid of that protection.
Robert Fellner joining us from NPRI. I want to ask you about some breaking news. Governor Sisolak right now is extending Nevada's eviction moratorium through May 31st. And I must tell you, I have a lot of sympathy for renters that don't have any money. Dieter hasn't paid them. Their company went out of business. I get that. But I also have a great deal of sympathy for folks that have mortgages. Who should we be rooting for in this thing?
You know, that you make a really great point. That's kind of what everyone should be doing in politics, is always looking at the unseen, right? I mean, if we live in a fancy world and there was no consequences, yeah, let's make it so no one pays rent. No, you know, we get that. But to your point, there's another side of this. Like you said, there are the landlords, there are the property owners who are still paying their mortgages, still paying their property tax, and now are just being told by the government, you got to pay all your bills and we're dropping your income to zero and you just got to suck it up and take it. And that's not fair. And that, you know, that's kind of the essence of politics, is whenever they give a handout to one group or benefits one group, usually another group is paying the consequence, and that's what's happening here. And there's a lot of really big problems. There's, you know, a foundational property rights problem here, right? I mean, in America, you're supposed to have a right to own your own property, do what you want to do, and it's a pretty dangerous precedent to just say, well, one class of property owners, homeowners or landlords, they have no rights now. We're going to force them to give their property to someone else and not allow them to charge any money. That's a pretty dangerous precedent to set. And also in the long run, this is probably going to hurt lower income people the most, because a lot of these property owners and landlords are going to fold, go out of business. There's going to be less available units, and that's just going to, you know, when the market comes back, raise prices on everyone. So there's a lot of unintended consequences here, but in the short run, it looks good. But I would caution against it.
And Robert, correct me if I'm wrong, but as of May 31st, these renters will end up owing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months worth of rent. How is that going to be handled?
Well, you know, I would imagine, I mean, that's not going to happen, right? You're going to either have huge defaults or you're going to have, you know, another CCLAC or federal government bailout trying to wipe that debt away. And that's what I'm saying about the dangerous precedent. I mean, if we start saying, you know, property owners don't have rights, government gets to decide what you can charge, you know, others with your property. If you kind of concede that point 6 months from now when the bills come due and most people aren't going to be able to pay them and the government says, oh, we'll just bail out and say you can't impose this debt, upon people, you kind of gave away the game when you said that was the government's role earlier. So you are right. It's just kicking the can down the road. There's going to be a bigger problem to come when the reckoning finally arrives.
Again, Robert Fellner joining us from NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this special NPRI report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paulinos, and all the men and women who get goods from point A to point B all across our state. I love these people, the Nevada Trucking Association. I want to ask you about another bill. This is Senate Bill 335, which would consolidate licensing boards under the governor's office. Is that a good or a bad idea?
That's a good bill. Republican Senator Joe Hardy put that forward. Its first hearing is Thursday, and this specific proposal is something Nevada governors have been calling for over 20 years from both parties, most recently the staff in Governor Sisolak's office cited this as an example of how to fix our occupational licensing system. So top line, what this does right now, you know, Nevada has all these licensing boards, contractors, you know, dental board, even silly things like interior decorators, travel guides. And so all of them control whether or not you have the right to earn a living. And if you want to earn a living at any of these professions, you have to submit to them and comply with all their requirements. So in some cases, let's say you want to be a hairdresser or a barber or a contractor, you have to go to school, you have to be an apprentice for a certain amount of year, you have to pay all these fees, etc. The problem is, over the years, one, there's too many of these boards, and they're self-serving. But two, once they become established, they are run by the industry, so there's an incentive to make it very, very hard for new people to get a license, because if you limit the number of new people who get a license, you limit your competition, and thus can charge higher prices. So there's been a bunch of issues over the years with compliance and you know, transparency and lack of accountability. So bringing this under the fold of the governor's office would be a good first step to allow the public to really have a, you know, clear sense of what these boards are doing, and more importantly, hold one person accountable, namely the governor, to say, hey, this is ridiculous. You know, if I want to be a hairstylist, you're making me go into debt for tens of thousands of dollars for training and schooling for stuff I don't need. And I come out, I'm just a hairstylist. I'm making 40 grand a year. Why do I have to go so deep into debt? And when people are frustrated, they can say, governor, you now have the authority to get rid of all these rules or change them or make them more fair. Right now, it's just these fragmented independent bodies that really are not accountable to anyone.
Robert, has SB 335 received a hearing yet?
It has not, but I believe, let me pull it up, it is scheduled for its first hearing April 1st, so I think that's
Thursday,
yeah, at 8 a.m. in the Senate Commerce and Labor Committee.
Outstanding. I want to talk about the mayor. In recent weeks, Mayor Goodman has been more and more vocal as we get closer to this May 1st. The governor's going to let go of some of his executive powers, his emergency powers. We don't know what that'll look like. We don't know how much leverage he will have, but that, you know, city councils and the Clark County commissioners will end up having more of a say in what goes on. Is she right? Is it time for the Sisolak shutdown to end, finally?
Yes, and she's been right for months. I mean, this thing should have, this state of a so-called state of emergency should have been ended many months ago. One of the points she makes, and it's really difficult for those who support lockdowns to contend with, so they kind of just malign the messenger or try to avoid it, is that there are many states and many countries that took a lighter approach and did just as well, if not better, than the heavy-handed approaches of governors like Sisolak. And so given all we know about the wide-scale, literal death and destruction that lockdowns cause, whether it's from suicides, whether it's delaying necessary medical treatment like cancer screenings, we know for a fact these things kill. In addition to all the economic harm, and I don't even want to talk about the long-term damage you're doing to kids, both in student learning, but psychologically. I mean, when you're 9 or 10, a year is a long time to go through this for a year and to not, you know, be allowed to interact with people and treat people with fear and wear a mask. You're causing so much damage that if you're not 100% confident this is saving, you know, tens of thousands or millions of lives, it doesn't pass the cost-benefit test. And these things don't. So she's been pointing that out for a while. She's correct to call for, you know, a return to, you know, the constitutional system that values freedom and public health. And I don't, you know, it is true the governor's tweaking some of his restrictions a bit, but he's not giving back the power. I mean, that's why the legislature should come in today and say this is over. State of emergency is gone. We're not saying it's up to the governor to say, May, I'll give you some powers back, but I could always take them away. That's not how the constitutional republic functions. We're not, you know, subjects under the king of Nevada. We're supposed to be a country or a state where the people rule. And so that's my biggest problem here. It has totally been normalized that whatever governor or King Sisolak decrees, we're just lucky that he allows us these bits of freedom back, and that's a problem. It's a real problem. It's not going away.
More coming up from Robert Fellner. He is with NPRI, Vice President, Policy Director. And we're going to talk about some of these executive powers and why it is the Democrats have not even lifted a finger to rein in any of these powers. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. When to claim Social Security continues to be a hot topic among those in their 60s. Here with some insight on claiming strategies is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. Hey, you only get one chance to claim Social Security, Coach. How do we get it right?
Well, it's important, Steve. And one of the things we need to do is make sure we know what we're doing when we go into that office to file the claim. Many people that are listening think you can walk into the Social Security office and they're going to help you decide which claiming option to take. Steve, they're going to help you click on a button. That's what's going to help, because they're not allowed to tell you and to consult with you about what may be good for you. And you're right. Once you make that decision, you're pretty much locked in stone. Now, if you make the wrong decision and you want to go back and change it within the first year, you can pay back all the money you've already got, and then you can change the decision. So that's why it's important to not pay first. You pay later if you do the wrong thing. So let's make sure we get the right plan together. And that's part of our total retirement plan, which is 22 different steps. One of the steps is how to make sure you're filing the correct Social Security claiming option. And if you do it wrong, Steve, we've seen others cost themselves hundreds of thousands of dollars over their lifetime by selecting the wrong option or not consulting with someone to make sure they're doing the right thing. So let's get that out of the way. That'll save you a lot of money. That'll make you a lot more money in retirement. But more importantly, let's get a total retirement plan so we don't make mistakes like this with other parts of our plan. Steve, the next 10 people who call, I'll do it at no cost or obligation. We usually charge $1,000 or more for a total retirement plan. We're going to waive that if you call right now. Also have a 3-book set and a box set on retirement if you call right now.
That sounds fantastic. The next 20 callers right now, 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text VEGAS, V-E-G-A-S, VEGAS to 21000. Text VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is a question that I've wanted to ask somebody for the longest time. And we have a lot of smart people that come through the doors every day. But Robert Fellner is one of the best. He is the policy director and a vice president for NPRI. And this goes back to something you were just talking about, Robert, the whole notion of reining in a governor's emergency powers. I understand for the first 15 days, the first 30 days, the first 6 months, but we are now over a year into this thing. And Democrats, with a great opportunity of building a coalition with Republicans, could force this governor, well, essentially, to lose the reins of his emergency power. Why haven't they lifted a finger to do anything about it?
The media. The media deserves so much blame for the COVID scenario with their fear-mongering. And it's really... I've appreciated more their role in this, right? So what I mean by that is 90% of people think COVID is about 10 times more deadly than it actually is. And that's not surprising because of the way the media treats this and reports on this. But something else that they do is they kind of tacitly endorse the role of governor of having an indefinite emergency power to respond to this, and also you can never overreact too much, right? So a great example is Texas. March 2nd repealed all their restrictions. So the media would give a microphone to all these people saying, you know, this is Neanderthal thinking, this is experiment in death, blah blah blah. 3 weeks later, cases are down 30%, but it doesn't matter. That doesn't get covered. And so there's an incentive to always err on the side of overreaction. And so how does this tie back to why the Democrats don't do anything? There's no reason for them to politically to restrain the governor because they could potentially be criticized by the media for doing it. And moreover, they don't have any of the responsibility. If they just let the governor ride this thing out, they can't be blamed for anything that happens. It is a virus, so you can't predict with certainty what's going to happen. And more importantly, they face no pressure to do so. When is the last time you've read a news report that said, hey, Governor